The History of College Football is a podcast dedicated to preserving the college football gridiron memories from years gone by. Please feel free to visit our website at historyofcollegefootball.com. Thank you.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson, and I will take you down a gridiron memory lane. The national champions, the teams, the rivalries, the conferences, the Heisman winners, the rankings. Today, we discuss the first dozen years of the Tangerine Bowl, a bowl that delivered one stunning game after another. Now, the Tangerine Bowl is currently called the Citrus Bowl, and we're talking about the first 12 years of the Tangerine Bowl. Let's start off this way. When you think of bowls that are known to deliver stunning results, what bowls come to mind? Holiday Bowl, Orange Bowl usually come up in conversation. But see, in the first dozen years of the Tangerine Bowl, the unexpected became the norm. It was a bowl where what would happen is either the team that scored first ended up losing, or an extra point was the difference in the game, or just a tie would occur. See, for the first 12 years of the Tangerine Bowl, once you get past the inaugural bowl, all but one game served up either comebacks or one-point wins due to missed extra points or ties. And even the one bowl that seemed to have nothing unusual about it still had a twist to it. From 1947 to 1958, the first dozen years of the Tangerine Bowl, only the first one and one other did not offer up a surprise. So this is the story of the first dozen years of the Tangerine Bowl. From 1947 to 1958, where the unexpected became the norm. Now, to be clear, the Tangerine Bowl then is what the Citrus Bowl is now. That's now called the Citrus Bowl. And the first game was played in 1947, and that was the inaugural game. Nothing unusual happened. In other words, nothing out of the ordinary. Catawba played Maryville, and after a scoreless first quarter, Catawba scored three touchdowns, one on a run, one on a pass, and one actually on a pick six. All three kicks failed, but they went up 18 to nothing at halftime and ended up cruising to a 31-6 defeat of Maryville. Now, the craziness begins in 1947. This is the second Tangerine Bowl. And it matched the Marshall Herd, who were 9-2, who had outscored opponents 342-125, and the Catawba Indians, 10-1, the team that had just won the first inaugural bowl. But this version of them had shut out 10 of the 12 opponents that they faced and outscored opponents 265-27. Well, in this game, after the first quarter, it was a scoreless tie. After the second quarter, it was a scoreless tie. After the third quarter, it was a scoreless tie. Yet Marshall dominated in every respect except turnovers. In the fourth quarter, late in the fourth quarter, Catawba fullback Leo Spears dove over from 1 yard out for the game's only touchdown to give Catawba a 7-0 victory. But Marshall had completely dominated the game in total yards, 163-92. So much so that the Marshall end, his name was Don Gibson. He was the MVP of the game, and the MVP of the Tangerine Bowl that year was from the losing team. That's how much Marshall dominated. Well, enter 1949. And Murray State played Sol Ross State. And here begins the second phase of the craziness. Murray State Thoroughbreds were 9-1. They faced an undefeated Sol Ross Lobos, who were good, real good. Now, Sol Ross started off in the first quarter with a 1 yard touchdown run to go up 7-0. And by early in the second quarter, they were up 21-0. Sol Ross, 21, Murray State, nothing. And then Murray State comes storming back, scoring a 85-yard kickoff return toward the end of the second quarter, one touchdown in the third quarter, one touchdown in the fourth quarter to salvage a 21-21 tie. Salwar State, up 21-0, ended up giving up 21 unanswered points for 21-21 tie at the end. 1950 Tangerine Bowl matched a couple undefeated teams, the St. Vincent Bearcats versus the Emory and Henry Wasps. St. Vincent 9-0, Emory and Henry, 11-0. First quarter scoreless tie. Second quarter's all the scoring. St. Vincent goes up 7-0 on a 1-yard touchdown run. Emory and Henry scoring a 9-yard touchdown pass, but they missed the extra point. So the score is 7-6 going at halftime, and that's where it remains. Final score. St. Vincent 7, Emory and Henry 6. The difference, a missed extra point. 1951 Tangerine Bowl. Emory and Henry come back to play in the Tangerine Bowl for the second straight year, and they face Morris Harvey. So it's the Emory and Henry Wasps, 9-1, versus the Morris Harvey Golden Eagles, 9-0. Emory and Henry take a 7-0 lead in the first quarter, and that's where the roof comes in. After the 7-0 lead, they give up 35 of the next 42 points to lose the game 35-14. 1952 Tangerine Bowl follows the exact same paradigm as the 1951 Tangerine Bowl. Exactly the same. Stetson faces Arkansas State. Arkansas State goes up 7-0 on a 5-yard touchdown run in the first quarter. And just like the year before, the team that's behind by 7 blows the door off of the other team for the rest of the game. Stetson defeats Arkansas State 35-20 after going down 7-0. Well, the 1953 Tangerine Bowl was the one game that didn't fit the storyline. It was a blowout from the start to finish, except for one minor twist at the end. See, the East Texas State Lions, 10-0, they were not an NCAA team. They were not really an NAIA team. Their conference was not in either. They were 10-0. They were facing the Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles, 9-1. Well, in that game that day, it was all East Texas State Lions, as they led 13-0 after the first quarter and went on to win 33-0. But the twist is this. The game didn't have a comeback. It didn't have a one-point win due to a missed kick. It didn't have a tie, but it was a blowout by a team that was considered to be too small to even be in the NCAA. 1954 Tangerine Bowl. East Texas State faces Arkansas State. Arkansas State goes up in the first quarter on a 20-yard touchdown pass, 7-0. And then late in the fourth quarter, down 7-0, East Texas State scores on a 20-yard run by Norris. The extra point is made. Final score, 7-7 tie between East Texas State and Arkansas State. 1955, Tangerine Bowl. Omaha faces Eastern Kentucky. Omaha jumps out to a 7-0 lead in the first quarter. Eastern Kentucky scores on a 9-yard touchdown pass to make it 7-6 in the second quarter. You could probably guess it. The extra point is what? Missed. And Omaha and East Kentucky, they don't score any points in the second half, and Omaha defeats Eastern Kentucky 7-6. 1956, Tangerine Bowl. Juanita versus Missouri Valley. Well, Juanita scores first on a 30-yard pass. Missouri Valley scores on an 11-yard pass, and both teams miss the two-point conversion that they tried. Neither one even went for the extra point. They both went for two-point conversions, and it failed. Final score, Juanita 6, Missouri Valley 6. 1957 Tangerine Bowl. It was West Texas State versus Southern Mississippi, or Mississippi Southern, depending on how you want to spin that phrase back then. Well, Mississippi Southern scored 2 touchdowns in the second quarter to take a 13-0 lead going to halftime. In the second half, though, West Texas State scores on a 75-yard pick 6 and 2 touchdown runs to come from behind 13-0 to defeat Southern Mississippi 20-13. This game was unusual for a couple of reasons. Now, one reason was, of course, being down 13-0 and then having 20 points thrown back in the second half. But the other reason is that Mississippi Southern had built that 13-0 lead on those 2 scores I talked to you about. One of the scores was on a 51-yard Statue of Liberty touchdown. And the other one was on a 53-yard touchdown pass. And yet they were blank the rest of the way. Mississippi Southern only to lose to West Texas State 20-13. 1958. East Texas State versus Southern Mississippi. Well, this is the end of the story for us because after this game, things kind of go back to normal. But in this game, East Texas State takes a 7-0 lead. In the second quarter, Southern Miss scores a touchdown to tie it up. Third quarter, Southern Miss tackles the East Texas State quarterback in the end zone. They lead 9-7 until late in the fourth quarter when East Texas State comes back for a 10-9 win. Well, after that 1958 Tangerine Bowl, starting with the 1959 Tangerine Bowl, the normal storyline would pervade. Teams that had the lead kept the lead. Games were not decided by missed extra points. There were very many ties. But there was a time when the unexpected did become the norm, where the unexpected became so normal that you almost came to expect it, where you saw comebacks, where you saw one-point wins determined on missed extra points, where you saw ties that flourished. What a time it was. This was the story of the first dozen years of the Tangerine Bowl, a time that delivered one stunning bowl game after another. Thank you for listening to the History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson. Join us every Tuesday and Saturday for a new episode.